Father Yah, we bless your name on this afternoon as we present ourselves to you to get another understanding. We just ask, as we often do, to for you to lead us and guide us in all truth. It is vitally necessary in the days that we live in, and we put our total trust in you. We depend on you in every facet of our lives. We thank you in the name of Yahushua. We pray. Amen. Alrighty. We're going to be coming from James chapter 1. And and this is going to be an interesting topic. It's going to be an interesting topic on tonight. There are some things that that I've experienced here the past for days, and I really appreciate Yah and the leading and his leading by his spirit. You know, I really appreciate that, and I want to share that encounter with you on tonight to encourage you from things that you may encounter for whatever reason or another. I'll just kind of give you guys a head up on some things I've been experiencing these past. It's really been some years, but it kind of came to a head the past few weeks. And you know, again, I just thank y'all. I can't thank him enough, you know, from that perspective of how things turn out. But just kind of use the foundation where we could get into this lesson. The encounter that I had the past few weeks that came to a head this week, the reason why it came to a head is because, again, how y'all led me to deal with it. But it was in reference to our building in East Texas, you know, our center there, community center there. We've done some wonderful things there. We've done some wonderful things there. I've had some wonderful experiences down there with people that have assisted us in doing the work down there. You know, I got some good people there that got in there and helped me. Just, you know, call out a few people. You know, I got Brent down there, his wife Sean and Etta. Etta and her husband, Benny, you know, those are the main four, but you're looking at extensions from these two families, and then a lot of other volunteers that would get involved in one facet or another. And although I may not, you know, I just call the name of a few, there were, you know, certainly at times, you know, one time or another, I had quite a few people to support what we do there, and it's very very encouraging. And so what I did, what happened from a perspective of it bringing us to this point of dealing with this in the lesson is there were people who had started to, for whatever reason or another, and I'm saying whatever reason or another, but I exposed that too in the lesson. But there were people who had begun to say things begin to say things about me, about the center, just different things like that, or a whole lot of things that were being said. And my mindset has always been, I'm okay, and it's because Yah has just given me the ability to be this way. It's just a part of my nature. I'm very comfortable, and I say that for lack of a better way to put it. I'm very comfortable with criticism. I don't have any problem with that. And anybody who knows me well will tell you that, I crack jokes about my own self, So it sure don't bother me when somebody else said, because I'll talk about my own self. It's just me. So it doesn't bother me or faze me when certain things are, certain comments are made, concerning me and different things like that. It's just something I've just never really gave all my energy into being concerned about. And so these things were being said, and people like Brent, and I kind of laugh at him when I think about it. I mean, he was, he had become very agitated about things that was being said, I can relate to him from that perspective, because you don't mess with people I care about, and so he came to me with it and was like, hey, it's the stuff that's being said and it's bothering me and stuff like that. And he's like, all these people are making comments and they're saying different things. We haven't been down there in a period of time, and so that in itself opened up the door for some things to be said. We go down there 3-4 times at least a week, and here recently we hadn't been doing it. Well, we're working on our Dallas project, and we're in a season right now where Yah allow these things to take place because he wanted us to get to where we are right here today to be able to discuss this. Everything has purpose associated with it. And so he did it. He did it the way that he did in order to, again, bring about some things that was necessary. Some things that was necessary, and I'll leave it at that. And so, again, all kinds of people were making comments. City officials were making comments. People in the community, were making comments. All nationality of people were making, comments and different things like that. And I understood the mentality behind it. And it was, again, it was funny to me. And so, but it really bothered Brent, but my mindset was, okay, I'm not interested in trying to defend myself or the project. Again, a lot of time when a person will start to say things about me, I'll get quiet, because bottom line, I can really tell it, And I'm just being transparent with you guys. I'm not the type of person that have a whole lot of concern about what a person thinks about me or what they may say. I'm just, that type of individual. So as this went on, probably about 2 weeks, as it went on, I woke up one morning. The Spirit of Yah came up on me and was like, okay, right. Here's how I want you to write. He's leading me on how he wants me to write it. And calm down, little girl. And so he's dealing with me how he wants me to write it and things like that. And so I did it, but it all had purpose associated with it, because before you deal with the enemy, you have to first of all be very concrete and detailed. When you deal with things that the enemy is doing, we'll deal with some things as far as the back of what I'm saying scripturally. And so I'm just kind of jumping ahead of myself. So when you're dealing with the enemy, you have to understand that the enemy desires quick reactions out of you. Okay? The enemy desires a quick reaction out of you. He desires for, and I'm saying he because there's a source that's associated with these things. And so a lot of time what we do is when things are come up about, you know, when things come about that goes against us for whatever reason or another, then the first thing we would do is to jump to defend ourselves. And that's not necessarily something that should be done, okay? And so as these things were being said, you know, again, I had no intentions whatsoever to respond. I had made it very, very clear that I wasn't going to respond. And but like I said, when I woke up that morning, John said, "This is what I want you to do." And so what I did is I laid out a series of points to bring it down to the bottom line, to expose the enemy. And so long story short, I got up again this morning. Spirit of Yah comes up on me, and he was like, "Okay, you're gonna write, and I'm gonna use you in a way that's gonna expose the enemy to his highest degree, and then it is gonna touch the heart of the hearer." Now, you know, obviously when you're dealing with somebody or groups of people who is influenced by the enemy, you're not going to be able to get the point across to everybody. But at the same time, y'all would allow, do something with that girl, he will allow you to reach who it is necessary to be reached. So from that perspective, and I mean, she's fine. I'm just saying, do something for the, you know, she just screaming. And she don't get like that until I think she be just as quiet. She don't bother. So to the whole world, it's my grandbaby, y'all. She's in, I'm talking with pawpaw mode, and she do it every time I teach, so. She's just a little bit louder than normal today. But anyhow, and so, again, we have to learn how to move and be led by the Spirit of Yah. So as he lead me to deal with this, again, I'm reaching who he has purpose to reach, because the way that you destroy the enemy's work is the way that the enemy's work can be destroyed is by exposing it from a godly perspective, instead of just saying, you know, I'm just going to jump out and just you know, kill it all, make the devil out of a lie kind of deal. It can backfire on you if we're not led by the Spirit of Yah. And so I'm going to use this set of scriptures. And there's a lot of information in here, but that's not how y'all want me to focus on it today. I want to focus on a specific set of verses. You can read You can read the rest of this on your own time, just to kind of deal with the lesson from a contextual meaning perspective. But he wants me to bring out a concept in this lesson tonight. So so this is why he's just leading me to deal with specific verses, okay? And again, James chapter 1, and so I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the verses that he want me to, it's just mainly two verses that he want me to deal with, and he may lead us to other places. But I'm going to read them. Once I read them, then we'll move further into the lesson to understand, to get an understanding of why this is vitally important. James chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 19 and verse 20. But we're going to spend a lot of time on verse 19. Okay? We're going to spend a lot of time on verse 19. And then we'll come to the end of it then by dealing with verse 20. Okay? James chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. And I'm going to read both of them, and then I'm going to go back to verse 19. Verse 19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Yah." Okay? Now, we're going to dissect verse 19 and get a clear understanding of it based upon, you know, me using some examples from my experiences also, as well as some other scriptures. Now, verse 19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren," you can go to James chapter 1 and start out. He's speaking to the 12 tribes of Israel. And so when you look at things from a perspective of the scripture, you keep in mind that he's speaking to the nation of Israel, and at the same time, it is available for all those who are willing, based upon Romans chapter 11, to cleave to the house of Israel, be engrafted in the house of Israel. Israel is not engrafted into the church, or Israel is not supposed to go into the church, but the church is supposed to go into Israel, okay? And once that takes place, once a Gentile becomes a believer, then that Gentile, once he becomes a believer and follows the true Messiah, the true Mashiach, not this false doctrine, not this idolatry that you see in Christianity, but once that individual follows the true Messiah and teach the messages of the kingdom, then that individual has become grafted into Israel, whereby that individual can cry Abba Father, or can acknowledge Yah as his Father, the same as he is the Yah, the God of the nation of Israel. Okay, so as we deal with this here, and you look at James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift." Now, when you deal with the word swift, what comes to mind when you think of the word swift? Somebody say, okay, quick. When you deal with the word swift, quick, fast, you know, these are words that you know, a person may come into understanding of. It means prompt, fast, be prompt or be ready. Okay, so when you look at the perspective as far as swift is concerned, we understand this as promptness, being ready, being swift, quick, all these things that you may use from perspective of the word swift, as far as the word swift is concerned. And so it says, be swift to hear. Now, y'all know this is a word that we've dealt with in many lessons. So what comes to mind when you hear the word hear? I don't like that word. When you say that, you're saying it from You're speaking the truth to a certain perspective, but it's from what now?
I said, ERP radio.
No, because when you said, when we look at the word swift, that is from the perspective of understanding the word be ready. Swift, be ready. But think about all the things that I've taught from the perspective of saying here. If there's one of the things that you should be, that each one of you should be able to comprehend when I deal with the word here, is from a perspective of the Bible says, be ye a doer and not a hearer only. Okay, and so when you said listen, that's the perspective of the hearer. But that's not the perspective of the hearer that we want to understand, because there are two perspectives of what here is. There's a person who will hear from a perspective of the senses, meaning that they're listening, but the perspective by which you or we should understand from a lot of times that I use the word hear. And even in this passage, when you look at swiftly here, it is from a perspective of understanding. Now, you know, we do have to listen. And so I'll say it from this perspective and just use your word, because I don't want to just leave it out there by itself. That's why I initially said no, that's not what I'm looking for. So when you hear, you listen because in order for us to understand, we have to listen, right? So what you do? So when you hear the word hear, it should register in your mind that yes, I do have to use my senses. I do have to hear. Or I do have to listen, but I have to add something to that. I have to listen with the intent of understanding. There are a lot of people who listen, but they don't hear. Okay? I have talked for years, and there are a lot of listeners. I get people that listen all the time. But if you notice, or if you pay any attention to me when I speak, you hear me say a lot of times, are you understanding what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people will get caught up in the saying, okay, I hear you as far as listening to what you're saying, but very few people position themselves to understand what is being said. Be swift to hear, be swift, be quick, be prompt, be diligent to listen with the intent of understanding. Be swift to hear. Be swift to hear. And the hearer that understands is someone who put action to it. That's why a lot of times, you know, when a person says something to me, well, I understand it now, I'd be like, well, there should be corresponding action with it, because whatever you listen to, that should be with the intent to understand it. Once it's understood, that should be laid foot to what is understood. Because if there's no doing associated with what is understood, then we have to go back and say that it's not understood. And the reason why it's not understood is because there is listening without the intent of understanding. Because everything that we listen to, it should be with the intent of understanding it, and from that understanding, a result should be brought about. Other than that, we just listen. So again, it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let Let every man be swift, quick, okay, quick, prompt, ready. Let every man be swift, be ready. Be ready to hear with the intent of understanding. I want to comprehend what you're saying. That's why issues happen. That's why issues can happen between individuals, because there is no hearing. Yeah, you heard what I said. Okay? You heard what I said. I called you. You heard what I said. I wrote you a letter. You heard what I said. I sent you a text. You heard what I said from a perspective of listening. But this was their comprehension. The biggest issue in relationship is a lack of comprehension. And when there's a lack of comprehension, it always brings us to a conclusion of what we perceive that's been said instead of understanding what has been said. That's why a lot of times I say, okay, tell me what I said. Well, you said this. No, that's what you thought I said. Tell me what I said. And vice versa. And so it's vitally important that we do this. There was this, I like telling this this story that I heard in reference to being, so to speak, a good listener. What I mean by a good listener is somebody who's comprehending or understanding what an individual is saying. He's saying, there was this guy who was walking from one place to another, and it was about a four-hour walk. And so this guy is walking down the freeway, and a guy pulls over and says, hey, listen, where are you headed? He gives the guy the city where he's headed to, and the guy was like, well, man, I'm not going that far. He said, be honest. He said, I'm going about 20 miles up the road. But if you're willing to take a ride for the 20 miles, he said, you know, you're more than welcome to ride, you know. And the guy was like, well, sure, you know, I'll you know, it's 20 miles further down the road than where I am now, so I'll take the ride. So he gets in the car, and the guy that's driving, he starts to talking. And by the way, I'm telling this from the perspective of a story by the individual who told.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I guess what it did is drop. I guess it dropped everybody, but it kept recording.
It was showing it wasn't.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Okay, all right. Well, let me just pull up my other Bible here, and we'll continue on. The circumstances as far as the guy who's traveling down the road, and he picked up this stranger. Well, as he picked this stranger up, the guy who's driving, he begins to talk, and he's just talking and talking, and finally he gets 20 miles down the road, and he looked at the guy. He said, "Man, you know what?" He said, I tell you what, man, he said, I really enjoyed our conversation. He said, I tell you what, I'm gonna drive you about 50 miles further down the road. And so the guy was like, okay, fine. So he continued to drive, and the guy that's driving, he's constantly talking. He's just talking, and finally he gets to that area. He was like, well, man, he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm enjoying your company so much. He said, I'm just going to keep going a little bit further down the road, man. He said, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you out, and I'm going to turn around and go back home. So he drives him further down the road. By this time, he's close to where the guy destination is. We're talking about 4 hours away. He's driving and he's talking. By the way, the person who tells the story is the individual who actually was picked up, and this was his testimony. And he said, so the guy drove him all the way up to the outskirts of the city, where he was, 4 hours away. And said, you know, the guy said, man, I tell you what, I brought you this for. He said, I might as well just take you all the way to your destination. Take the guy to his destination, let him out. You know what the guy said to him? He said, you know what? He said, the reason why I brought you this for is because you are a great conversationalist. He said, I really enjoyed talking with you. And the guy was like, well, okay, thank you. And I appreciate you for bringing me all this way. Guy drives off, and the guy said he didn't say a word the whole time he was riding with the guy. All he did was listen. Listen with the intent of comprehending what that guy was talking about. And because that guy found someone who was willing to hear him, he took that man to his destination 4 hours out of his way. All because the man was swift, prompt, quick, swift to hear with the intent of understanding. And he said all he was saying was, Yep, as the guy was talking, he said he was actually hearing what the guy was saying. The guy didn't need him to express anything back. The guy just needed somebody to talk to. So much to the point to where he was willing to communicate all the way for 4 hours and drove the guy to his destination. 4 hour drive. So here the guy drove him 4 hours to his destination, then turned around and drove 4 hours back. All because the guy was swift to hear. So when you look at it from that perspective, again, the Bible said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Be swift, be quick, be prompt to listen with a perspective of understanding. And remember, when something is understood, there's a corresponding action that goes along with it. This is what happened as far as the issue in Honeygrove with the sinner. There were a lot of people who were making comments but hadn't listened to a thing. Had not listened or had not heard. I'm going to stick with that. That sounds better. There were people who were making comments that had not heard a thing. They had not taken the time to listen with the intent of understanding, so they came to their own conclusions and had all that confusion going on, and you could see the works of the enemy associated with it. And what y'all said to me, he said, now I ain't going to let you say a word. And as Brent called back in, yeah. And y'all was like, I'm not gonna even say a word. And so, as I refused to say things, to say anything, then it put me into position now where I could be be in the position where y'all can give me understanding on how to address the circumstance. The issue with most people is that they are swift to not hear. They're swift to not hear. They're quick to give, and here's what I mean by that. They're quick to give their point of view without taking into consideration what's said. I can't say it enough. You hear me say over and over, when I'm communicating with people, you will hear me say often, do you understand what I said? Tell me what I just said. What I'm saying in a nutshell is hear me. Hear what I'm saying. Comprehend what I'm saying. Don't listen to what I'm saying from a perspective from your perspective, but actually comprehend what I am saying to you. And I should comprehend what you're saying to me. One of the things that I've learned is to comprehend, I guess it's my position. You know, in me being a shepherd, I deal with a lot of people, a lot of circumstances, you know, whether that's ministry or business. I deal with a lot of people. And one of the things that Yah has taught me how to be is swift to hear. It's swift to hear. We have to learn how to be swift to hear. We have to learn how to be prompt to hear, to listen with the intent of understanding. If we don't listen with the intent of understanding, then it opens up the door for a whole lot of things to manifest that shouldn't be manifesting at all. Swift to hear. Swift to hear. Comprehend what people are saying to you. People should comprehend what you're saying to them. And all of us need some work to a certain perspective. You know, I admit, I can get better. All of us can get better to one perspective. So that's honestly judging ourselves. But I have to admit, I've gotten pretty good at it over the years. Again, it goes with the position that I have where I have to be swift to hear. I have to listen to a person and really understand what they're saying. Why? As we continue to read the scripture, it says, be swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. You know, you get people that stand from the fact that they'll be like, well, you know, that's the reason why you got 2 years, because you should be hearing twice as much, you know, and what you're saying. You know, that's why you got 2 years and 1 mile. Should be, I hear people say that all the time, and I'll be like, nah, that ain't it. That's a cliche that sounds good, but it's just not it. The reason why the scripture says, be swift to hear and slow to speak right afterwards is because it shows the importance of being willing to hear or to listen with the intent of understanding. Because if we don't, a lot of times we'll open up our mouth immaturely. We'll open up our mouth and go to say something or open up the mind. You know, a lot of people can speak without saying a word. Y'all hear me today? And so when we don't comprehend, then we speak. Be swift to hear, slow to speak. If we're not prompt in listening to understand, then the first thing we're going to do is be quick to show or be quick to speak. And that's what people were doing in Honeygrove. People were hearing or listening without comprehending the true fact, and they were running off at their mouth because they felt like they had something concrete to go on, and they felt like everybody's information was correct. And what it turned out being, once y'all had me to really deal with it, is everybody's information that was doing all the commenting was incorrect. I even had one, I didn't read none of it, but I had one, Brent told me that one had said, yeah, got the nerve enough to try to sell a building for $1 million and only paid $1 for it. Because there is a promptness to listen without the intent of comprehending, then they thought I bought the property for $1. It's not true. I could have. That's not true. But that's the kind of stuff that happens when you have the mindset of people who are prompt to hear or to listen to information without comprehending the information. And then from that point on, they're slow to understand, but very quick to open the mouth. How many people you know like that? Have no understanding whatsoever about anything, but the first one might want to make a comment about something. Don't understand Jack, but then always bringing up Jack, you know. Slow to understand, but quick to speak. Oh, and if we're not careful, we all can be that way. We all can be very quick to speak if we're not careful. And remember, saying words is not the only thing by which we speak. Everybody look up here. And I know there are people who can't see me in conference calls and stuff like that. And so I'm gonna tell them what I'm doing, although I'm showing you what I'm doing. Now, I'm sitting here, and I'm going to poke my lip out and cross my arms. Am I speaking to y'all?
Yes.
What am I saying to y'all?
That
I'm mad about something. I'm displeased about something. So I can, from a lack of comprehension, I can speak to you without saying a word. Where I come from, they used to say actions speak louder than words. And this here is an action. Cross my arm, poke my lip out.
About the one you used to always get you in trouble, roll your eyes.
Exactly. That is speaking. When people roll their eyes, oh, don't let my girl roll their eyes at me. Their eyes will be stuck up in their head. Oh, don't be telling me how to get on your nerves. Are y'all here? That's why the scripture tells us, because it shows the process by which things happen. If I am slow to listen, to understand, it's going to make me, I tell you what, everybody who is slow to listen, to understand, are quick to voice their opinion. People who voice their opinion right off are people with little understanding. That's why as soon as I start talking, another person start opening their mouth, I'll be like, okay, they ain't understanding Jack. Don't understand our doggone thing. Just busy trying to speak because there is little time given to bring about an understanding. Now, when a person is that way, it takes us to the next stage of the verse. A person who is slow to listen, to understand, will be quick to speak, and the end result is anger, wrath. Because let's look at the verse now. The verse says, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be prompt to listen with understanding. Slow. Because a person who is prompt to listen with understanding will be slow to speak. Why? You can't comprehend or understand and talk at the same time.
Right.
That's why the individual is slow. Why people are slow in their speech? They're not very prompt in their expression of things that's being discussed. Why? Because a person that's quick to do that is someone who the Bible reveals has lack of understanding. Because anyone who has understanding is not very quick to jump out there and put their 2 cents worth in. And I have put my 2 cents worth in stuff before. And I have to be careful about it now. Sometimes there have been people who have made statements, comments, or whatever, and because I wasn't swift to hear, because I didn't give
give the time frame. I didn't give enough time frame to really comprehend, you know, whether the person was serious or not. Then I jumped to a conclusion and started spraddling out at the mouth. And before you know it, anger was involved. And all heck broke loose. All because of that one issue of not listening to understand. All of us can do it if we're not careful. And my prayer for each one of you, as well as I want you to pray for me, is that we all have the strength enough that when people are communicating with us, that we have the ability to listen and try to understand things from their point of view once in a while. Why does everything have to be about our point of view? Personally. Try to understand other people's point of view sometimes. Be swift to hear, be swift to listen so that understanding can be there, can be there. You know, I like what the scripture said concerning our Savior, that he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Our Savior was touched with our weaknesses. Why? Because he was someone who gave the time enough to understand the people that he came to die for. He was touched with our feelings. There were things that went on with us that he was able to sympathize with us because he took into consideration us of us. And so as I got ready to write these things, y'all said, I'm going to let you rebuke them. He said, I'm going to let you do it in a way that will bring them into an understanding of their folly, understanding of their mistake in being slow to listen, to comprehend, and quick to sit down and write and say things, which now has got them in anger and wrath and all them. So I'm going to show you how to deal with it from the perspective of godliness so that it can bring the deliverance to that community. Now, as we look at this verse further, again, it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Each one of us must learn how to look at circumstances, deal with situations, however way you want to word it. Each one of us must learn how to deal with these things from a perspective of listening to understand. That brings about being slow to speak. When you look at the word speak here, it means to talk. It means to utter words. It can also mean preach. Okay? Those are the main uses of it, the use of speech, words, and things like that. So when it says be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to anger, be patient. Don't allow, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be to be quick to get angry. Okay? From the perspective of this lesson, anger is the manifestation of a lack of understanding. So what I have learned in this lesson is that if I get angry quick, it points to my lack of understanding. If I fly off the handle, if I fly off the deep end, for whatever reason or another, then y'all is saying to me, boy, you don't understand. You don't have a clue. Your understanding is bad. Okay, your understanding is bad. Now, when these things happen, let's go back. Be swift to hear. What is swift to hear now? What is swift to hear? Huh? Tell me what I said. What is, see, because, you know, I want more than just understand. What is swift to hear?
Quick to
If you had to explain to somebody what it's meant to hear, what would you say? Huh? Easily take in. No, what did I teach you on Swift to Hear? We're talking about from a biblical standpoint. That's okay for you to say easy to take in, but what do you mean by that? Easy to take in what? What did I say?
Yeah, yeah.
Comprehend. Okay, so to be swift to hear is to listen to comprehend. I heard what you said. A lot of us hear. Okay, we got ears. I heard the noise. I hear Zoe all the time. I don't understand a word she's saying a lot of times, though. But then if I pay attention enough, she'll let Papa, she'll make it clear to Papa what she's trying to do. You know, sometimes she'll crawl in there and she'll look at me. She'll make the look broad and all. I know what it means now. It means, Papa, I come in here, pick me up. Pick me up. I mean, you see me sitting right at the chair. I come in here. I look up at you. I'm pulling on your pants leg. I'm trying to stand up. I ain't quite walking yet. So I'm trying to stand up. I want your attention. Pick me up. And from my listening to her way of communicating, I come into a comprehension, because if I didn't, I'd constantly be getting angry. Every time she come in there, I'd be getting mad. Why you keep putting on my pants leg, baby? Who you getting over there? All she said is, Papa, I love you. I just want to be around you. You're on the moon. I think you're on the moon, at least. So from that perspective, we have to be, again, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to rap. Swift to hear, swift to listen with the intent of understanding. Slow to speak. Don't be quick. Don't be opinionated so quick. Listen, hear. Okay? Slow to wrath. Why? Why is it vitally important for us to be these things? Why is it vitally important? Look what the scripture goes on and say. I'm trying to pull it up, my information keeps flowing. The final verse now. Verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Righteousness of God. If I don't listen with the intent of understanding, it's going to cause me to run my mouth immaturely. From running my mouth immaturely, I'm going to get mad and make you mad. And when I get mad and make you mad, we operate in ungodliness. It shows a pattern by which a lack of willingness to do these things or to do these steps will cause the manifest. And from that you see, or we saw, or at least I had the experience that I did on this week. And I was sitting back watching people, and y'all was like, I'm not gonna allow you to say a word. You can't say a word. You got to be listening with the intent of comprehending. And in order to do that, I can't let you jump out there and say something before the time. And when you do say it, I'm going to allow you to be operating in righteousness from it. Okay? Now, as I allow the Spirit of Yah to lead me in that area, it opened up doors that were not open. Because when we operate that way, it causes righteousness to take place.
okay? It opened up doors that, that would not have been opened, because now people are able to see the truth behind issues, because I wasn't quick to jump up and start defending myself. In fact, I didn't even care about defending myself at all. Okay? And from that, y'all was like, okay, now, boy, since you allow me to lead you, you were swift to hear. You listened with the intent of comprehending what was going on. You listened with the intent of comprehending. You allowed me to lead you to understand what the root of the problem was. So what I basically said in a nutshell is, this has nothing to do with the concerns of the facility, you know, because we're not coming down and different things like that. The root problem of this is you got a problem with who owns this. And the problem stemmed from the very beginning. The way that this thing was done, the way y'all led me to do this, you got a whole lot of people who was envious of it, not just your sons of Jacob. You had Israelites who was offended behind it too. Some of my own people, we have had some wonderful times there. I'm telling you, every time we go down there, we get a good response. Every time we go down there, we get a good response. Every time we put on any kind of event and different things like that, we had a good showing. People show up. There are times, sometimes we just drive down there just to check on the property, and people get wind that we're up there. You start seeing people, they come pull up there. They like being there. They like being up there. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, when you coming back, please, can you please just come back and things like that. But at the same time, you know, y'all allow things to happen this way because he wanted to bring about a change and an understanding. And to give me the wisdom based upon me being patient, allow him to deal with me before I expose the whole thing. You know, he did it in a way that opened some doors. I got some people on board with me now that has never been on board with me as far as that project is concerned. I still got some faithful, but I got some who come on board now that has never supported the project down there. Because they were one of the ones that was slow to hear, quick to speak, quick to get mad about it, and to operate in ungodliness. Okay? Now, from that perspective, that's what we all have to learn how to do. We have to be prompt. I have to learn how to listen with the intent of understanding or comprehending what you're saying. You have to learn how to listen with the intent of understanding what I'm saying. In doing so, listen, be the guy sometimes who's riding along with an individual and you don't have to say a word. Just listen to that point of view. When that happens, we won't be so angry. According to the Bible, the root cause of anger in a lot of ways is a lack of understanding. So, do yourself a favor, because I'm doing myself one. So this is personal when I say do yourself a favor. If you're angry, check your understanding. That's what this lesson is teaching me. Learn when you're angry, check your understanding. Somewhere you have a lack of comprehension. When these things are going on, check the understanding. Check why
ask yourself, why am I angry? What is it that I'm not comprehending? Why am I not comprehending? What do I don't get? What is it that I don't comprehend? Because the Bible is telling me that if I listen with the intent of understanding, then I'm going to be slow to speak, and I'm going to be slow to wrath, slow to anger. So if I get agitated quickly, something's wrong with my understanding. That's my gauge to let me know now that Lon, okay, why are you angry? Is something you're not understanding? There's something going on you're not understanding, and you need to sit down and try to listen to the other person's point of view. There's old saying. You know, I have a lot of old sayings because I'm old country boy, and we have a lot of old sayings down there. There's old saying that I always say. I used to always say, you know, and I've heard, you know, some of the old folks say, everybody's not going to tell the same lie. It's possible, but it's just a cliche that's used. And here's what I mean by that. You can find a multitude of people saying something about you that could be a lie. I mean, I've had that happen to me. But I said everybody. If everybody you run into in life is telling you the same story, then you might have come to the conclusion that story is the truth. I didn't say most everybody. I said every time circumstance happens and it's the same stuff that is brought about in that circumstance, in every circumstance you've ever been in, everybody's not telling the same lie. That's a tough one to swallow. Everybody is not telling the same lie. There are a lot of people that can. You can get in a group where most people can. But somebody is going to tell the truth. Somebody's going to tell the truth. But if everybody telling what you perceive as a lie, everybody, you might have come to the conclusion that it's the truth. Okay? So as I get ready to close, I'm going to pull up this Bible here. Hopefully I can read it from the scripture this time. Way past my time. It's going to take a minute, so I'll just read it. Y'all bear with me, okay? We lost time, so bear with me and let me do what God had me to do to finalize this now. Okay. Now, James, let me get here because I want to tell you why this is important. I don't want to just share the information, but I want to show you what the scripture says about it. James 1, verse 19, I'm going to read it again. Then I'm going to read scripture references based upon Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Okay. James 1, verse 19, the wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. This is why. Proverbs 19, verse 10 says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, colon. But he that refraineth his lip is wise. And say it again. In the multitude of words, there are wanted, and I'm gonna go here because I want to deal with some words specifically here. In the multitude of words that are wanted, now when you deal with the word wanted, it talks about being rest or unoccupied. In the multitude of words that are wanted, not sin, colon, but he that refraineth his lip is wise.
okay? In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. It's from a perspective of Allah, or to leave, to fake, to forsake it in the multitude. Now, when you deal with the word multitude, is obviously what it is. It says abundance. In the abundance of words, there are wanted, okay? There are wanted, lack, rest, unoccupied, not seen. But then it lets us know that the colon connects to the true meaning of that. Because if you're not careful, you think that, okay, if I do a lot of communication, then it puts me in a position where we're keeping down sin. We're keeping down sin. But when you look at it in the contextual meaning, it lets us know this in a nutshell. Communicating is vowel. To call sin to rest. In other words, if there are issues between you and I, it is best to communicate. Don't let us have an issue and we don't communicate. It is saying when it comes to issues, it is best to talk it out. It is best to have a multitude of words to prevent this thing. But what it points out is this. Be careful that you're not so busy trying to get all yours in. It is letting us know that a dialogue, communicating between one another, listening with the intent of understanding one another, is how you destroy sin. But those who swift to hear, those who look to try to understand the other, is wisdom, is a wise person. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear me tying together now? Yeah, when there are issues going on, the best thing to do is to communicate. But don't let the communication be about trying to get your point across. Let the communication be with the intent of understanding the other person. That's why it says it this way. In the multitude of words that wanted not seen, communication, when a person wants to communicate with you, that is someone who's saying, I want to keep down issues. I want to keep down sin. I don't want to fight. I don't want there to be confusion between one another. But at the same time, it points out, in the midst of this communication, there should be comprehension, listening with the perspective of understanding, because that is the key. And in doing so that way, that individual is wise. You want to tell you two of the foolish things you can see? Is a couple sitting there trying to get their point across, and nobody's listening to no one. That's sure foolishness. As James said, this is not wisdom. It is ungodliness. We should all want to communicate and say as many words as we can to try to straighten out issues between us. But at the same time, we can't be the type of individual that's saying, I want to get my point across, to the point where nobody's listening to what the other one is saying. That's what Proverbs 10, verse 19 is saying. Let me give you another one. Proverbs 14, verse 7 says this. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. When a person is talking, when I'm communicating with a person, when I'm communicating with a person and I perceive that they refuse to listen to my side, I cut off the conversation in a hurry. I ain't got nothing to say. Because I know now it is not going to resolve the issue. It is only going to breed foolishness. It's
So you know what? I'm going to be talking crazy. You're going to be talking crazy. We all going to be talking crazy. And so what the scripture is letting us know in Proverbs 14, verse 7, it says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge, the lips of understanding. If a person is not willing to listen, to understand, the Bible says, see, you might as well talk conversation. Go from the foolish person. So I'm going to say it this way. When I get to the point where you're communicating with me and I'm talking so crazy to the point where I won't listen to what you're saying, it's time to stop talking to me because I'm a foolish person now. And I've been foolish before. I heard the Spirit of Yah say this. Be very careful when you come to the conclusion that we're just going to agree to disagree. Because all that could possibly be said at that point is, I see it my way, and you see it yours. And I do that sometimes. Y'all are saying that can't be done anymore. There should be a multitude of communication. Why? Because it's all about resolving the issues. Talking out. Continue to communicate. Okay? Now, we're operating in wisdom. Now, we're coming to the conclusion that this is what we're supposed to do. But at the same time, you got to understand, if you're making an effort to do this, and someone refuses to listen to you with comprehension, then you're dealing with a foolish person. The Bible says just leave it alone.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say you should not, or you should say you agree to disagree?
No, what I said was this. I said, be very careful when you're quick to say we can just agree to disagree.
Okay.
There may be a circumstance to where that may be necessary, because when you look at it from the verse that we're looking at in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, when it says, go from the presence of a foolish man is going to see it their way. And we may be seeing it from a righteous perspective. When that foolish person refuses to see it from a perspective of righteousness, then, you know, we're just agree to disagree. But my point on this is when someone is quick to say, well, we just agree to disagree because they only, or both parties are only willing to see it from their perspective. No one is being open-minded to listen, to comprehend the other.
All right, I understand.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure that's understood. So that's a good question. Proverbs 16, verse 32, I'm just reading the scriptures to confirm. Proverbs 16, verse 32 says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. I don't care how strong you are, I can whoop you to death with my slowness of anger. I can knock you out without a punch. Y'all hearing this? That's just an expression. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit, his mind, his mental disposition, than he that taketh the city. You can have a person that can take a whole city, but if I use my mind, I'm stronger than that individual. You're stronger than that individual. Just kind of deal with it in an anger whereby you can understand. Proverbs 17, verse 27 says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. How? How is a person of understanding is of an excellent spirit? That individual is not quick to use his tongue. That individual is not quick to say anything. So he that hath knowledge spareth his words. A wise person is careful about the words that they speak. Okay. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. It's Proverbs 17 and 27. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1 and 2 says this. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Yah, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before Yah.
For Yah is in heaven, and thou art up on earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Okay, just showing wisdom on how to express things. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9 and down through. Says, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. We all been fooled before, right? I've been a fool. Every time I get angry because I refuse to listen, to comprehend, I'm just being a fool. I'm being foolish. And we all know when we do it too, boy. When it's all said and done, we be like, yeah, I would kind of look crazy right there. You know? Okay? So again, those passages was Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7. Proverbs 14, verse 7. Proverbs 16, verse 32. That's Proverbs 16, verse 32. Proverbs 17, verse 27. Proverbs 17, verse 27. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1 and 2. And Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. Again, Proverbs 10 and 18. Proverbs 14 and 7. Proverbs 16 and 32. Proverbs 17 and 27. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1 and 2. And Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. Those are all the scriptures that go in association with what happens when we are, what happens when either we are swift to hear or not swift to hear, slow to speak or not slow to speak, slow to wrath or not slow to wrath. All these scriptures reference to either or. Okay. Verse 20, as we close, said, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Bottom line, when these things happen to us, when we do these things, it is our gaze to let us know that we are operating in ungodliness. Okay? All right. Any questions or comments? Not, I'm finished. We good? All right. Father Yah, we bless your name on today, and we thank you for another facet of understanding. We just ask you to lead and guide us in truth always. We know that we're still a work in progress, and we're learning and we're growing. But my prayer is that we all listen tonight with the intent to comprehend, and we bless you for that. We thank you for the lesson, y'all. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.